So, Anna, you're from Portugal, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, because I'm actually thinking of going to visit Europe this summer, and I thought Portugal would be a great place to visit.
Oh yeah, Portugal is great, especially in the summer. It will be really warm, and you can go to lots of places in Portugal. You can go to the north, where we have a lot of mountains, and you can do all kinds of activities like archery and horse riding.
Oh wow, that's interesting. Well, actually, I was thinking of going to the beach. Can you give me some advice for what's the best time of year to go when perhaps there are not too many tourists around?
Oh yeah, if you want to avoid tourists, you should definitely not come in August. August is really crowded and there are just so many people in the south of Portugal. You can try to come in June.
All
June is
right.
already warm, but there are not too many people, so it will be easier for you to find accommodation. There are some really nice hotels and hostels around. So, what kind of place were you thinking of staying in?
Well, actually, I don't really mind too much. I think I'd like to see what it's like to f maybe for normal people in Portugal, what it would be like to go on holiday and have an authentic Portuguese experience. So maybe I don't really want to stay in a big international hotel. What's a typical Portuguese place to stay in that's nice for a summer holiday?
That's interesting. Yeah, in that case, you should definitely avoid the big hotels or any hostels. There are some apartments that you can rent, so you can just live in an apartment by the beach.
All right.
And yeah, they're just in a normal building with other Portuguese people, but you can rent it and stay there, and it's really close to the beach. It's like a 1 minute walk, so it will
Really?
be really convenient for
And
you.
is this is by the Atlantic Ocean?
Yes, it is.
All right, sounds like a very good idea, staying at an apartment. How much should I budget for that?
I am not really sure. It will probably be a bit more expensive than a hotel,
Really?
but not in the long term. You can pay about 30 euros per night, I think,
Wow, that's
for
cheap.
a nice location. Yeah. If you come with friends, though, you can also rent a villa. We have some villas also by the
Does it
beach.
have a swimming pool?
It does have a swimming pool, and they
Wow.
have plenty of rooms. So if you want to come with a big group, that's definitely a better option.
That sounds like a great idea. I can invite my colleagues along. So, do you have any final tips for me, for my holiday in Portugal?
Well, I mean, if you want to stay in the south, in the Algarve, then I definitely recommend you check out the nightlife. It can be really lively, and there are night markets and where you can buy lots of souvenirs and people just hang around. So I definitely recommend that.
Okay, and what was the name again? The Algarve.
The Algarve, yeah, that's the southern part of Portugal, so you
Ooh,
can't miss it.
gotta remember that. Thank you very much.